From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is due to unveil his plan to boost small business lending at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire this hour. It includes transferring some $30 billion from the Bank Bailout Fund, or TARP, to small and community banks to spur lending to small businesses. The president will also propose eliminating capital gains taxes on small business investments. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has called for a study on how the military could lift its ban on openly gay people serving in the military.
We believe that we have a degree of latitude within the existing law to change our internal procedures in a manner that is more appropriate and fair to our men and women in uniform.
Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee today, Gates called on lawmakers to keep military personnel and their families out of the politics surrounding the so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which requires gays in the armed services to keep their sexual orientation secret or be fired. President Obama wants the policy revoked. The nation's spy chiefs are also on Capitol Hill today answering lawmakers' questions about the most urgent worldwide threats. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, CIA Chief Leon Panetta, and FBI Director Robert Mueller are among those testifying today. The hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee is an annual ritual, a chance to tick through global security risks from nuclear proliferators, terrorists, and other troublemakers. Last year, in a surprise twist, the consensus was that the global financial crisis posed the greatest risk to U.S. security. Expect to hear an update on that, as well as on the state of Al-Qaeda, both in the tribal areas along the Afghan-Pakistan border and in other hotspots such as Somalia and Yemen. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Iran is blaming Israel for the assassination of a senior Hamas figure last month. But Hamas now says an Arab government, not the Mossad, is responsible. Linda Gradstein reports.
Mahmoud al-Mabhouh, a senior Hamas official reportedly behind the smuggling of Iranian arms to Gaza, was found dead in his hotel room in Dubai last month. Hamas was quick to blame Israel and to threaten retaliation. But a Hamas spokesman said a preliminary investigation by the group finds that agents of an Arab government were more likely to have been responsible. Hamas said Mabhouh was also wanted by Jordan and Egypt, where he served a year in prison. Israel, as is usual in these cases, would not comment. Police in Dubai said their preliminary investigation found that an Arab criminal gang was responsible and that at least one of the men had used a European passport. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 111 points at 10,296. The Nasdaq is up 15. This is NPR News. The Lancet Medical Journal today retracted a report it published in 1998 that linked a childhood vaccine to autism. The paper, which suggested the measles, mumps, and rubella shot might be connected to autism, triggered an international controversy and led to a sharp drop in the number of vaccinations in the U.S. and elsewhere. The Lancet now says several elements of the paper were incorrect. The European Union is putting more pressure on the socialist government of Greece to take tough action to rein in its spiraling deficit and debt that are battering the value of the euro. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
Prime Minister George Papandreou held emergency talks with opposition leaders on the possible need to impose more severe wage and spending cuts and tax hikes. Some ministers fear harsher measures could lead to social unrest as trade unions gear up for 2 days of strikes next week. The right-of-center New Democracy Party said it will back the government plan, but leftist opposition parties are balking. Tomorrow, the European Union will announce its recommendations to Athens on its austerity plan. It's likely the EU will call for even bigger wage cuts in Greece's inflated public sector. There are fears that Greece might even have to leave the single currency zone altogether. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Mixed reports on U.S. home sales today show weak recovery in the housing sector. The National Association of Realtors says pending sales of previously owned homes rose 1% in December, as expected. But the Commerce Department says the percentage of privately owned homes remaining empty edged up 0.1% in the last quarter of 2009. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.